every occasion on BBC Sounds. Drive home with a choral Christmas. Warm up with the winter walk mix. And drift off with the winter sleeping forecast.
East by south 3, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1013, now falling.
Listen only on BBC Sounds.
Now let the good times begin on Radio 4.
We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a trip to beautiful Newcastle. Yay! Known throughout the world as the worst place to sell jackets door to door. When Scottish supporters of Bonnie Prince Charlie marched across the north of England during the Jacobite Rebellion of 1715, Newcastle shut its gates to the rebels. It's believed to have been these Scottish rebels who originally gave the people of Newcastle their familiar nickname based on their support for King George. But as a point of interest, the term Geordies wasn't the first choice of nickname, but was adopted when Mad Bastards was deemed unacceptable. Due to its prominent position in the shipping industry during World War II, 30,000 Newcastle residents were evacuated, though many soon chose to return to their bomb-ravaged city to chance their luck against the Luftwaffe. In hindsight, it probably wasn't the best decision to evacuate them to Sunderland. Built in 1892, Newcastle United's ground is the oldest stadium in the UK, and St James's Park has seen many changes over the years. Since 2021, there is now a state-of-the-art press centre, extensive corporate entertainment suites, and parking for up to 30 camels. In 1927, the glucose-based energy drink Lucozade was invented in Newcastle by chemist William Owen. As a result, Owen went on to make a fortune selling insulin. The first Greggs opened on the Gosforth Road in 1953. Over the years, the bakers have evolved to reflect contemporary tastes and now sell vegan sausage rolls and a range of salads. In fact, Greggs is now so woke, after a customer survey, the bakery stopped using puff pastry. Let's meet the teams. On my left, please welcome Fred McCauley and Pippa Evans. And on my right, John Finnemore and Rory Bremner. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with a round that's all about music. Over the years, Newcastle United fans have created their own versions of many well-known songs to sing in the terraces. One immediately thinks of I Can See Shearer Now the Rain Has Gone, The YI of the Tiger, You Ain't Seen Nothing Pet. And of course, it was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny Cheryl Cole Fernandez Vicini. The round's called Change a Letter, Ruin a Band. And in it, teams, I'd like you please to provide some examples of well-known bands likely to have been a lot less successful had there been just a single letter changed in their name. John, you can start.
Hey, hey, we're the Donkees.
Rory?
Bob Marley and the Sailors.
Pippa?
Lazy Gaga.
Fred?
This is inspired by one of our recent Prime Ministers, Thick Lizzy.
Uh,
You are 40.
Very good. Super Trump.
Little dicks.
Simply Reg.
Notorious BFG.
The small feces.
The rolling scones.
The average shite band.
Well, this next round is called One Song to the Tune of Another. It's a game so... It's a game so simple that an explanation would only be required for those with the most pitiful grasp of logic and reason. So, teams, this is how it works. A song is very similar to the mannequin in my local menswear department store. The mannequin himself represents the tune, while the clothes he's dressed in represent the lyrics. Now, some clothes or lyrics fit very well, for example, a crisp white dress shirt and elegant blazer, while others, such as a pair of garish pink corduroys, are an obvious mistake. Happily, it's not too often one comes across a dummy embarrassing himself with some shocking chords. At the piano, Colin Sell. Incidentally, Colin tells us that this week he was lucky enough to be backstage with the specials, Egg Foo Young and Crispy Peking Duck. All right, well, we'll start with you, Fred McCauley. I'd like you to sing the words of the Teddy Bears Picnic to the tune of My Way.
If you go down to the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down to the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Then gaily gad about, they love to play and shout. They never have any care. At 6 o'clock, their mummies and daddies will take them home to bed, because they're tired little teddy bears.
Okay. All right, you now, Rory Bremner. I'd like you to sing the words of the Bladen Races to the tune of The Sunshine of Your Smile.
I went to Bladen Races, 'twas on the 9th of June, 1862, on a summer's afternoon. I took the bus from Balmrath, and she was heavy laden. Away we went along Collingwood Street, that's on the road to Bladen. Oh, lads, you should have seen us gallin' passin'. The folks upon the road, just as they were stunning, there was lots of lads and lasses, they're all with smiling faces, gunning along the Scotswood Road to see the Bladen Races.
All right, so John Finnemore, I'd like you now to sing the words of What Does the Fox Say by Ilvis to the tune of Edelweiss.
goes whoop, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Owl goes moo, frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, fish go blub, and the seal goes oh, oh, oh. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? Ring, ding, a ding, ding, a ding, ring, ding, ring, ding, 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 a ding, 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 a ring, a ding. What does the fox say?
And finally, Pippa Evans, I'd like you to sing the words of The Laughing Policeman to the tune of Jennifer Rush's The Power of Love.
I know a federal policeman. He's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man. He really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman. He's never known to frown. And everybody says he is the happiest man in town.
This next round is all about the wonders of the human body. Identifying the symptoms of potentially harmful conditions was one of the key modules of the BBC First Aid course I recently undertook, and I must say the experience has proved invaluable. The other day, after witnessing a complete stranger opposite me on the train glaze over, then start dribbling and mumbling incoherently, I took immediate action and moved to another carriage. So, in this round, the teams will assume the role of doctors and patients suffering from an imaginary medical condition, and you can be our first patients, John and Rory, and the identity of your mystery medical condition is now being displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. For listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Rory and John think they have bird flu. Rory and John think they have bird flu.
So, it's time for your appointment, John and Rory. You must outline your symptoms to Doctors Pippa and Fred, and they'll be awarded points based on how accurately they're able to diagnose your condition. Off you go, please, John and Rory.
Do come in. Come in.
Thank you. Thank you. Is it all right if I just perch here?
Oh, yeah, do take a seat.
Sorry, that's just my mum. I didn't want to bother you in case it's just something paltry, but... She's in a bit of a flap.
Well, I just like to lie. I like to look after you, Duck. He's my youngest, last in the pecking order. All the others have flown the nest.
Anyway, she's picked up this bug that's been flying around, and it's pretty nasty, isn't it?
Oh, it's foul. I don't like to grouse, but I've been feeling terrible. Goosebumps, pigeon chest, bird's eye, fish fingers.
Now she's given it to me. Anyway, it says on the website we're supposed to stay indoors.
Not doing that, you know me. I hate being cooped up.
So we just wondered if there's anything you can do, because if we don't get rid of this by Christmas, we'll be stuffed.
Yeah.
Have you seen this show before?
Because if you don't like puns, then you need to get out.
Yeah. Don't tempt me.
I've got to say it, very, very few clues in there. Possibly something to do with birds or
maybe,
birds
maybe.
Of a feather
birds,
or something.
Bird flu.
Yeah.
Is it? Bird flu?
Bird flu.
Is it? Thank you.
OK, well, it's your turn to be the patients, Pippa and Fred, and the identity of your mystery medical condition will now be displayed to the audience by the laser display board. Well, here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Pippa and Fred think they're wheelie bins. Pippa and Fred think they're wheelie bins.
Come in, come in. What can we do for you?
I'm feeling unwell. I just find it hard to keep anything down. Like last Tuesday morning, this bloke picked me up suddenly and I threw up all down the street.
I've got no ambition. I just keep thinking to myself, been there, done that.
I have got a regular social life, you know. I'm out every Tuesday without fail. But after I've been out, I just feel empty.
I mean, this is pretty personal.
No, share it, sure.
And awkward, but I keep falling head over heels, and as soon as it happens, I immediately shed my load.
I'm so sorry. Can you just give me a minute to collect myself? Oh, no one else is going to. Not on a bank holiday. See, all this week I've been on the verge. And then this lovely-looking guy in a fluorescent jacket sweeps me off my feet and then immediately dumps me. These days I just keep myself to myself, you know? And once a fortnight I just get this desperate urge to be manhandled by rough lads.
Such. I mean, sorry, doctors, listen to us with our big mouths. We just need to keep
a lid on it.
Keep a lid on it.
Is it me, or are they just talking rubbish?
I wish I could help you, but I just have an enormous difficulty working out which of you is which.
You're a bin, aren't you?
But like,
you're a wheelie bin.
Well, this next round is all about words. I was interested to discover recently how the noises animals make varies from country to country. For example, in English-speaking countries, horses go neigh. In Hungary, they go nya. In Germany, they go vihihi. In Spain, they go hihi. And in France, they go with a bowl of frites and a carafe of the local red. The teams will now take it in turns to improvise the letters sent between two famous figures, with two players providing one word each at a time. So, Rory and John, I'd like you to start by composing a letter from Emperor Hadrian, whose wall ended at nearby Wallsend, to his foreman, and then Pippa and Fred will come up with a reply. So off you go, please, Rory and John.
Buongiorno.
It's, me. Hadrian,
the
Emperor
of
Rome,
and
I
am
wanting
a wall. So
build
a wall
to
keep
out
any Mexicans. Lost
in Scotland.
If
you
are
ready
to
build
the
wall,
I
will
pay
hundreds
of
Geordies
to
knock
holes
in
the
wall
and
look
through
them.
Imagine
that
It will take very long
or even
cost
very
much,
but
I would
like
you
to
finish
it
by
Thursday.
Ciao,
Hadrian.
Howie!
Mr.
Hadrian,
I
like
your
face,
but
not
your
ideas.
Because
I
am
not
going
to
build
a
wall
that
people
put
holes
in.
Any
wall
that
has
holes
in
is
not
able
to
stand
up
properly.
Why?
Indeed.
Maybe
you
need
someone
to
build
a
proper
wall
that
could
have
bricks
instead
of
holes.
Just
an
idea
of
mine
and
my
associate
producer.
By
the
way,
can
you
come
up
with
some
cash
by
Wednesday?
Okay, well, it's now time for a round called Trail of the Lonesome Pun, which is all about programme titles. People employed to come up with ideas for radio and TV shows can be remarkably lazy with their programme titles, so I'll ask the teams to share examples of programmes where the content has been contrived to suit what someone thought would make a clever title. So you can start, Rory.
Coming up on CBeebies, former President Donald Trump reads his adaptation of Michael Rosen's children's classic.
They're going on a witch hunt.
Pippa.
At 10:30 on 4, a group of Tibetan Buddhist monks come to terms with the fact that a recently acquired statue of their religious founder is in fact a life-size replica of MasterChef's Greg Wallace. See how the monks react in, I can't believe it's not Buddha.
Fred.
And now continuing our Dracula series, and in tonight's episode, the overweight count is found gorging, not in blood, but in sausage rolls, scotch eggs, and cucumber sandwiches. It's Vampire the Buffy Slayer at 10 p.m.
And John.
At 10:30, Newsnight investigates reports that Vladimir Putin's increasingly erratic and dangerous behavior may be the result of a neurological condition affecting the electrical synapses of his brain. That's Newsnight, Putin on the Fritz, with Kirsty Wood.
In a new series for Radio 4, I'll be looking at the mating habits of primates in captivity. That's the intimate monkey cage on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Tonight on BBC One, a shocking health documentary reveals the serious risks associated with artificially boosting the production of semen. That's More Cum and Wise tonight on BBC One.
Later on Radio 4, Will Gompertz presents a look at Van Dyck's masterpiece, The Court of King Charles II, and exciting new research that may allow experts to identify the enigmatic figure in black robes at the king's left, long suspected to be one of his many illegitimate children. That's Who's the Bastard in the Black? After the news.
Time for a light-hearted music documentary now about the current status of the original members of Jim Morrison's famous rock band. That's Two Doors Down, tonight on Radio 2.
And Later tonight, Jay Rayner travels to Perthshire to visit the remote village pub which is experimenting with putting whiskey on the bar pumps instead of beer. That's pull the other one, it's got bells on it.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. But there is just time to fit in a quick round called Pensioners Film Club. Incidentally, Samantha tells us she's been visiting an elderly gentleman friend who likes to play bingo in the morning and then poker in the afternoon. She says she's popped round yesterday to offer him a quick hand. Without revealing her impressive pair, she immediately managed to raise him, and before long, he was all in. You see, sometimes I wish Fiona Bruce would stop sending material in. I really do. Anyway, teams, in this round, I'd like you please to suggest some titles of films likely to be appreciated by pensioners. So you can start this one, please. Pippa.
Honey, I Shrunk.
Rory.
Battlestar Sciatica.
John.
The postman always rings 7 or 8 times.
Fred.
Quite near to eternity.
Oh, brother, where am I?
Sod All Recall.
Back to the Future.
4 funerals and a wedding.
Rheumatism with a view.
The Englishman who went up a hill and came down a mountain and had no idea why.
You've got Frail.
Braveheart, valve replacement.
Shakes on a frame.
And so,
I've got one.
Better be good, Fred.
Go on.
Better be good.
I've forgotten what it was. Sleeping with the Enema.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the talentless Tory of time confronts the Bush Tucker trial of torment, before the former Health Secretary of Shame chokes on the kangaroo testicles of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Samantha and myself, and our audience here in Newcastle, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Rory Drenner, John Finnemore, Fred McCauley and Pippa Evans were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.